This is Anne McCubbin talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about the Accounts Commission's findings and the audit reports on best value at Dumfries and Galloway Council. John, first of all, could you just summarise the Commission's findings?
Yes, indeed. There is both positive performance at Dumfries and Galloway, but also serious weaknesses, such as in political and managerial leadership and in managing performance. It's essential the Council take action now to focus on addressing the weaknesses and improving leadership and direction.
Okay, but overall it's fair to say that the findings are hard-hitting. They do raise serious concerns about the Council. What are the main weaknesses you've identified here?
The Commission is especially concerned about weaknesses in both political and managerial leadership, about service performance that is mixed. The Council, in addition, doesn't have an effective performance management system. The Councillor's responsibilities for scrutinising performance are quite unclear. And finally, the effective management of Council staff is not properly developed.
There's a line in the findings which says there are serious weaknesses at Dumfries and Galloway Council which would be of concern in any circumstances. They're even more concerning given the significant challenges facing the Council. What is meant by that line?
What we mean by significant challenges is that, first of all, it needs to increase the pace of improvement in its services at the same time as making sizeable budget savings. It also needs to improve leadership and direction in order to achieve these aims. And in particular, there's an urgent need to make performance management effective so as to provide councillors and services with the information that's needed to drive improvement. Now, like all other councils, all this has to be achieved at a time of recession when there is likely to be extra demand on both services and budgets.
So are the financial pressures just caused by the recession or are there other factors here too?
No, indeed, they're not. There are other financial pressures. The Council is facing significant financial challenges with insufficient links between service and financial planning to help it deal with them. Vital processes, including for risk management, for asset management, for people management, are poor or are underdeveloped.
How can the Council improve? What should it be doing?
Well, it needs to do several things. It needs to improve the training of councillors to help them to carry out the responsibilities. It needs to make performance management effective and to make sure everyone in the Council is focused on continuous improvement. It also needs to improve councillors' scrutiny of performance. And finally, it needs to increase the pace of change in services improvement and make these services more efficient.
So, thinking about what the Council has available to build on, were there any particularly positive findings, areas where the Council does perform well?
Well, there were indeed positive findings. There is a good lead provided by the Council in community planning. It has a clear vision for the area, and there's a new focus being provided by the Single Outcome Agreement. The local area committees, they work well. A number of major projects have been delivered. And finally, the Council has sound financial controls.
So what happens next in the process?
Well, the Council needs to carefully consider and reflect on our findings. It now has a very good opportunity with the changes in senior management that were announced a few months ago and with our clear recommendations to focus on improvement and take action to ensure improvement happens. The really very important point is that it does this as quickly as possible.
John, thanks very much.